Okay, we are on the Flamen Bay's Omen base at the two knots. May aim Masai, Kofin and Samritos. Still a couple more singers about Avelis. So may aim Masai, Kofin and Samritos. So when do they overturn the beds? There was a, we're going to see in a few minutes why there was a minute to overturn the beds for Avela. I think I was going to give a couple of reasons. Mishayetzi ha-meis, Pesach ha-chotzer. Once the deceased person leaves the gates of the courtyard, Dere Reliezer, so that's a Reliezer shita, V'Rabbi Yishu'ana v'Shiyisosim ha-gailo. Once the stone is over the grave. That's a big question. We've shown what it means exactly. You saw same hakolo. Rashi shita is, it means when you cover the casket. When you put the cover on the casket, that's called you saw same hakolo. I mean, the town holds that it's that they used to have graves which were inside of like caves, and they would dig a little hole in there, slide the basin, and then they would roll a stone across the mouth of the. Of the hole, so that would be considered, the stone, whatever. The bottom line is, so the machlokas here at a high level, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is as soon as the mace leaves out of the courtyard where the avelim are going to be staying, so they send it on, let's say, with a group of people who are going to go do the burial, and you do kfiya samita then. And Rabbi Yeshua holds it starts from the time of the Gemara of the Kfura. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Kishamesu Megamliel, Kivan Shiasim Pesach Chatzer, Amorbulaz Latamidov, Kfura Samitos. When Rabbi Gamliel passed away, so he held his Shita, he was Lishitasi, like he said before. As soon as the mace left the courtyard, he said, okay, time to overturn the beds. Ukishanistam Hagoylo. And then after the stone was moved in place, so Rabbi Yeshua Kafuas Hamitos, he told them the same thing according to his sheet. He was following his own opinion. Amrulai Kfar Kfinom Al Pizokin. They said we already overturned them based on what the Zokin, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, has told us already. So I don't know what exactly the point of the story is, but. Maybe the point over here seems to be also that these are students, right? These are students. These aren't children. These are just students. And apparently, the students have to be knowing Avelis for their Rebbe. Right? Interesting. So they would actually do, right? Rabbi Eliezer, it says in the Rash Cyrilo, Rabbi Eliezer le Talmidov, I thought it meant his own students. No, that's not the right translation. I translated it wrong. Rabbi Eliezer said to Talmidov means the Talmidim of Rabbi Gamliel who had passed away. So the Talmid has to be chayv with his Abba. That's right. Okay, Pasuk Haramban, he brings Rash Cyrilo, brings the second to last line. At least the first day. I don't know if they have to sit Shiva, but at least the first day they have to be Nohag Avelis. Interesting. Okay. Barav Shabbos, one left. Let me give a moment off. Barav Shabbos, who's like a smitasai? Shabbos, Kofan. So, Erev Shabbos, you've set the bed aright again, right? And once it's Shabbos, the Avelis kicks in again. Then you return it to its original position. You overturn it like the rest of the Shiva. Tani, Dargosh Nizkefes. Dargosh is a type of bed. We'll see in a second what exactly it is. The Dargosh is set on its side. Nizkefes, it's on its side. Beinu Nichbas, you don't turn it on its face. The reason for this is, I mean, they have pictures over here. But the point of it is that it has straps, and it's leather, the dargish. And if you're going to turn it over, the leather will be facing the ground, and it'll make their leather dirty. It may perhaps ruin it. So therefore, they didn't require you to ruin the leather. To turn it on its side, all you have to do is remove the straps. In other words, there were straps holding up the support for the mattress. Let's call it that way, or the support for the person. However, I'm not sure whether they slept directly on it or whether that was just the support upon which they put other things. I would imagine they put other things on top of it. But all you have to do is undo the straps and then let it fall, and that would be good enough, because the part that will be facing the ground will be the bottom side of the leather. The bottom side of the leather, we don't care if it gets a little dirty, because that's the rougher side. The smooth leather part is facing up. So therefore, you could just untie the straps and it would fall down to the ground. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua Levi says, halakha b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shem, that's the right way to do it. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yosi, if you have a bed which has posts that can be removed and reinserted, that's the way he translates it. Shaim tam v'day, all you have to do is remove the posts. So he has a picture of a bed which has two posts in the center at the head at the end of the bed, and it holds up a kind of what do they call it when you have a covering over the top of a bed?
Canopy.
A canopy on the top of a bed. So that the canopy obviously will fall down, and that's enough. You don't have to turn it over. All right. Now, what's the difference between a mita and a dargish? That's the next piece of Gemara. We're on 33A for those who just joined us. 33A1 at the top of the second column. Ezuhi mita, ezuhi dargish. What's a bed? What's a dargish? Amrav Yirmiya, Kol Shem Sargen Al Gufo. Whenever you have the material that's going to support, let's say, the mattress, that if that supporting material is rolled over the wood on the side, so that it's going over the top and bending, you know, wrapping around it. So that's a mita, that's a bed. Kol she'ein masargen al gufo, if it doesn't wrap on it, but rather it's threaded through holes in the frame and knotted together, so dargish. That's what a dargish is. It's just a question of structure. Okay? Oh, t'nino, more ask a question. Ha'mita v'ha'arsa she'mi she'yishufein or ha'dog, that either a mita or an arsa, a crib, when do they become right to the Kabbal Tumma? The rule is, in order for something to be Kabbal Tumma, it has to be Nigmar or Malachta, right? You have to be done with the Malacha building whatever the Kli is. If you're still in the process of building a Kli, since it's no Nigmar HaKli, it's not Kabbal Tumma. So the question here is, when is the Kli Kabbal Tumma? So it says over here that you used to use it's like a shellac, right? You know what shellac is, right? So when you want to finish wood, we would put shellac on it or some sort of a finishing paint over it. So they use fish, the oil of the fish, and that would give it a smooth finish. So the Gemara asks a question. If a bed is defined by the fact that you wrap around the material over the wood that makes up the bed frame, so why would you bother making it look nice? There's no point to it. It's completely covered by material. If it's covered, what's the point of the frame? What reason would he rub the bed with the oil? Apparently, since it says that they did put the oil on it, so it seems that it's not wrapped around the frame. On Rabbi Lazar, the answer is the cesarean beds, there they have grooves into which the ropes are recessed. So he has a picture here imagine you had holes. If you don't have our art scroll, I think everybody here has it. But if you don't, just imagine that there were holes in the frame of the bed that was drilled, and you tied rope through those holes to hold up the supporting material. So that would be a mitzvah. That would be a mitzvah of cesarean. Okay. So there, anyway, the bottom line is that there the wood was shown. Therefore, there was a need to have finished it with the fish oil. Okay. Now, where do we learn out the idea of Tfiyas HaMita? So Rav Prispa, B'shem Rav Yochanan, brings it out from a Yeshvu Ito La'aretz, that they sat with him on the ground. It's probably Iyov, right? Yeah. So this is Iyov. So it's his three friends, Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz, came to the Menachem Avol. So it says that they sat with him La'aretz. So it's a funny lashon, la aretz. It should have said by Yeshu Ito al haaretz, on the ground. What does it mean, la aretz, to the ground? Al haaretz ain't ksiv count. So what does it mean, ela by Yeshu Ito la aretz, davar shu somach aretz? It was something that was close to the ground. Mikan shahi yushen ma gami mitos kufufos. So you see, they sat and slept on overturned beds. So not only did they sleep on them, they sat on them. So this would be a good raya that Avelim did not have to mamash be sitting on the ground. Anybody who's ever, spoken to Avelim knows that Avelim always are feeling a little nervous. They're not doing the right thing, sitting on the loaded ground chairs, necessarily because maybe it's too comfortable. I know some Avelim are makvid to sit on the ground. Here it's Mefarish in the Yerushalmi, a drasha from a pasuk in Tanakh. It says explicitly, you do not have to sit on the ground. So it says it. So I think it's a pretty good source to rely on. Rav Kapora Amar, Ikunin Achas Tova Hayalim Topreischa. So this is the symbolism behind the Tfiyas HaMita. Now Hashem says to the mourner, I had a fine image in your house, meaning the person who passed away was never B'Tselem Elokim, and Giram Tani L'Kaifefa, you caused me, because of your sins, because you ate from the Eitz Hadas, obviously, because of your sins, you caused me to overturn it, meaning you caused me to have to overturn the tzura of the Tzem Elokim to go back into the ground. Afatak Fami Toska, so you should also turn your bed to show a symbol of this is that part of the idea of obviously doing tshuva, which is the whole idea. Next. Yeah, you can look at the footnotes if you want to see more Musar here. Is the Matkin Lishna V'yichpe? Some people say that the language of you overturn Kefei Hasarsur, overturn the middleman. What does it mean, the middleman? So footnote 18, he talks about this middleman stuff. He says that the Yetzahara is not only Yetzahara, he also is the Satan, he's also the Malach HaMavos. After he entices the person to sin, he tries to kill the person. Anyway, the Yetzahara is described as the middleman, so to speak, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person who he's trying to cause to be chote and causes also to kill. So the Zohar actually says the Yetzahara refers to the Yetzahara as a middleman. So the point of overturning the beds is not just to evoke the symbolism of past events. Rather, it communicates to the mourner he must reflect upon his deeds and subdue his Yetzirah. So other people say that the bed is the middleman, meaning I had one fine image in your home and it caused me to overturn it. You're instructed to overturn the middleman upon which people are conceived, which is the bed. That's another way of learning. Okay. Anyway, next. So So why are you sleeping on this bed like this? Because when you'll wake up in the middle of the night, you'll remember that you're in the oval will remember that he's in mourning. And Chadamar mitok shehu yoshenal mitok fuyahu noer v'layla v'nezke shehu oval. So the difference between these two lashonos is very simple. The first lashon is saying that if a person would be asleep on a comfortable bed, he may forget that he's an oval. He'll wake up in the middle of the night because he's in a deep sleep. He'll forget completely that he's an oval. And by so doing, he wakes up in the middle of the night. He says, what is this that I'm sleeping on? He'll realize, oh, yeah, that's right. A person will remember that he's an oval. The last lashon is learning that by sleeping on this bed, he won't sleep well and he'll wake up. We're trying to make it so he won't be comfortable so that he will never forget that he's an oval. But it's a slight difference in the nuance. Not a big difference. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the laws of aninus. Ovel kozman shemesim with ulfonov. Och aleitza chaveiro. Kozman that he has a mace to bury. So when it comes to a meal, what he should do is he go to his friend's house. He shouldn't eat in the same house as the mace. It's not considered covered. In fact, it might be considered loig larush to eat in front of the mace would banish be loig larush. You could say, oh, you're not able to eat anymore because not alive, and I'm able to eat, so it's a shtick of loy garage. So best thing to do is to go to your friend's house. You may look chaver if you have no friends. I mean, it's possible for a person not to have any friends. Can you imagine that simple? No friends. Let me tell you something here in Huntsville. I know very much what it's like to have no friends. Anyway, if he has no chaver, he's in another house. So it means he owns another house, so you'll eat in one of your other houses. He only has one house. So at least make a mechitza between yourself and the nifter. If he can't make a mechitza, at least turn away, face the wall, so you're not eating right in front, smack in front of the nifter. We're on 33B. Let me give a little base. The low mesa, I mean, we were on it a couple of lines already. I forgot to mention it. The low mesa, he can't recline. Low echel katsarfe, he can't eat till you're full and satiated. Low shel katsarfe, he can't drink your full, so you're as much as you want. Low echel basar, he doesn't eat meat. Low shel say yayin, he doesn't drink wine, meaning he doesn't eat those at all. Low shel katsarfe means, I guess, he doesn't drink till he's full, until you quench your thirst completely. And Lashosayayim means you don't drink wine at all. Amazon and all of you don't include him in Zimun and Birach if you recited a Brit Samazan. Ain on an Akarov Amen, you don't say Amen after the Bracha. Mara Fulda is very, very strict about this. Take a look where he says, Ain on an Amen, look at what he says, the Fisha who Bracha of Atala, She'ain Ochayev. The Eino Rashoi Lavarech. This is very, very strict. An Onen who decides he's going to be a frum guy, he's going to be more machra than Chazal, and he's going to say, I'm going to bench anyway. I can't eat bread without benching. And he benches, it's a bracha levatola, and you're not allowed to say Amen to a bracha levatola. It's funny, I would have said, you say Baruch Shenko Mokusa Lolavarech, if it's a bracha levatola, that's what you're supposed to do. It doesn't say that here in Yishalmi. I don't know why. I think maybe because Yishalmi they didn't have that minute. If the Oval hears other people, not Oval, he's an Onei. If the Onei hears other people making a Berachas HaMazon, he doesn't say Amin after them. This is talking about if it's a regular weekday. Of Shabbos, there's no din of Avelus, and there's no din of Aninus as well. Mesef Eichel can recline. Eichel Basim Shaisen Yayin. He can eat meat and drink wine. Eichel Kotsarkim Shaisen Kotsarkim. He can be full to the top. Umizanam, all of you can say Zimun. You say Amen after his brachas. He answers Amen after their brachas. It's like, okay, we've been talking this whole time about all the things he could do as far as eating is concerned. Why don't we say just say chayav in all mitzvahs. What are we getting into the details of food? Forget food. Just say chayav in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, like regular, right? So Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's his question. Ho v'hitarto lo es kol elu, you will matter all these things. Chayvehu b'shar kol mitzvahs shel Torah. He should be chayav in all the mitzvahs. If you're allowed to have things that are just transitory, things that are for the world to come, so surely you should be matter. There's a question exactly what is the difference between is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel arguing on the Tanakhama? What will be the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? Maybe an economy that they just didn't get into that particular detail. What exactly is the Nekudas HaMachloikas between Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakham? So this is in one word, in three words, Mara Folda says, if you take a look where he says, Chayvehu Bishar Mitzvahs, if you're talking about Chayeshah, so you should be Chayvehim in all other mitzvahs, he says, Ona ika benai. What is ona? Everybody knows sherek is for ona. He's talking about conjugal obligations a man has to his wife. So the issue is he allowed to have relations with his wife as an onan on Shabbos? According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you can. According to Tanakhama, he would not be allowed to because that would be considered dorm shavitzino. So that seems to be the machlokas according to that's why some mafarshim say it. Other mafarshim say it's referring to learning Torah. Okay, it's a question exactly what it's referring to. I am in footnote 12 where he's marach about this as well. But we'll learn like Mara Folda with just three words. Oh no, you can I very soon. I have to say frankly, it's a little difficult. Why would he call that Chayei Olam? I mean, Chayei Olam is usually a term that we use for learning Torah. We usually don't use that term when it comes to Onam. So that's a little funny. I happen to be learning Bava Kama as well, and we just had on Daf Lamed Beis Bava Kama. The Gemara talks about Hamazik as Ishto B'Tasha Shamito. What's the din? Maybe it's Lama Dalit. I forget which page exactly. So the Gemara at the bottom of the page says if someone is Mazik somebody when you're being ruts, you're running in the Rishas HaRabim, you're Mazik somebody. So it says if you're running an Erev Shabbos, since Bein Hashmashas, he's ruts for Rishas, so therefore he's Buck. So they ask a question, why is it that a person who's running to do a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos is considered potter because he's running to do a mitzvah. And Mazik Azishta Vitash Shamita, he's chayv to pay the nezikin. Why don't you say he's being Isaac in a mitzvah? So, you know, when I heard the question, I thought this is a very funny question with Mehefa Tesi, that it has a halacha like mitzvah to that degree, that if you're Mazik somebody, that your potter, I didn't think it had the same category. But over here, the Yerushalmi, which happens to be, you know, same week that we're learning that page, Yerushalmi, according to this shot of Mara Fulda, is referring to Ona as the Chayei Olam. Very interesting. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, B'Shem Rabbi Yishuv HaLevi, says, Halacha Rabbi Shem ben Gamliel. That we pass in what? That we paskin, all mitzvahs are mutter. Now, that's not the Bavli's Pesach. This is not the Bavli's Pesach. This is one of those places where the Bavli and Yerushalmi not agree. 13, he says, on the basis of this Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah rules an onan must fulfill his conjugal obligations on the Sabbath in accordance with the rule of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. However, other authorities assert that the absence of a similar decision in the Bavli implies that the halacha follows the Tanakhama. That's how we pass it. Yeah. even on Shabbos Chazayin, right? Even on Shabbos Chazayin, it's a machlokas. In the Machaber and the Ramah, this is a famous machlokas, right? Not Shabbos Chazayin, I'm sorry. On Tisha B'Av Shachal Yisbe Shabbos. I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. On Tisha B'Av Shachal Yisbe Shabbos, and we're docha the Tainus to Sunday. So it's Machlokas, Machaber, and Ramah, whether you are allowed to have relations with your wife. Machaber is Materet, but the Ramah is Machmer. So it's a similar, it sounds like a similar type of focus. Next, Nimsal Rabim. Now, the corpse was given over to the public, meaning he gave it over to other people to finish up the burial. So Oichel Basar V'Shaisiyayim means at that point, he's no longer an Onein, and he can start to eat meat and drink wine. Nimsal Ksofim, likewise, if you gave it over to people to carry it, so that is Kemoshe Nimsal Rabim, it's like it's out of your hands. Okay, we're noeg not like that. We're noeg aninos b'zman hazeh, even unless you're really sending it away completely on a plane and you're staying behind. If you're on the plane on the way there, and even you're considered an onen all the way to the kvur, that's the minute nowadays. Kadamach Reb Yosa, Kamar Reb Chiya Bar Vo Aveiloi. Now look at the names here. Very interesting. If you follow, they're going to have three mice, which are almost identical. When Reb Yosef passed away, so Reb Chiya received, Reb Chiya Barvot received mourners for Aichalon Sarv Ashkison Chamar. He gave them meat to eat and wine to drink for the Sudas Havro. The same thing, Kadamach Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Kavah Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak Avoyloi. When Chiya Bar Abba died, so Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak also received the mourners, Va'eichlam Sar Va'ashkisum Tamar, he gave it to drink. And then the third story, Kadamach Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, when Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak died, now notice that's the same name as the previous story. When Reb Chiya died, Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak gave them meat. When Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak died, then Reb Ze'era gave them not meat, he gave them klothin, which are lentils. So he was machmir. So the point here is the first two people were nohig to be nakel, and they gave meat and wine, but the last one was machmir. Meimer Komodo Minhaga. That's to say, you follow whatever the custom is in your place. That's how you're supposed to follow it. Now, I like variant A. Variant A explains it a little differently. And he says that these are cases where you have a Rav, a Rebbe with a Talmud. Each case is a Rebbe with a Talmud. So Yosef's Talmud was Reb Chiya Bar Vo, and he, even though he was accepting upon himself Avelis mourning because it was his Rebbe that passed away, but nevertheless he ate meat and drank wine before the burial because he accepted upon himself Avelis, but not Aninus. In other words, the Gemara is being machalic between Avelis and Aninus when it comes to a Rebbe. And this is a geshmak of shot over here. And the same thing is true over there. But the next case, last case with Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak dies, his student, Reb Ze'era, he ate nothing more than lentils because he wanted to be machmor for his Rebbe, but you're not required to do it. It depends whatever the custom is. Okay. Reb Ze'era mitmach pocket v'mar. What happened was Reb Ze'era was about to die. He gave over, kind of like last will and testament, he gave instructions to those who would mourn for him. He said, on the day that I buried, do not accept the mourner's meal. Normally there's what's called the Sudas Havra, which is fed to the Avelim when they return from the Beis Olam. And there's actually an Isser, the Avelim are not allowed to eat their own food from their own refrigerator. The neighbors are mechuyev to give them food from their own, you know, from their own pockets. They're supposed to pay for it. And in fact, it's a very big taina that Pesach will speak very, very harshly against neighbors that fail to do this. Very important. But it's actually an Isser. I never knew there was an Isser. It's an Isser for the Avel to eat from his own food. So basically, Reb Zeira was telling people, do not accept food from other people, which essentially means he's telling them to fast. Don't eat as soon as Havrah, but you're not allowed to eat your own food. And therefore, he's telling his relatives that he wants them to fast the day of his Kippur. L'machar, and the next day, it means that after the first day of Avelis passes, Mizrach Mar Zachya, then you could accept the Asuz Havrah, which is a way of saying that he says that therefore it's, even though you only mechuyev to give the Asuz Havrah, but that's where the custom comes, that the people supply food to people because that seems to be the custom. Rav Yisrael Brei Rav Chiya, Soiva Matase Ones, so he wants, one of his relatives died. They came out to comfort him. They brought along very good wine, a really good quality wine. The Ishtan Sagan Vigachakin. And they drank so much wine, they started laughing. In other words, it got a little out of hand. The next day, they wanted to come again and give Rabbi Yitzchak condolences. Amar Loin, say he remembered what happened the day before, and he says to them, Rabbanan, rabbis. Achein Barnash over the Chavre. Is this how your person treats his friend who's in mourning? The only thing we were lacking yesterday was getting up and dancing. Things really got out of hand yesterday. See, he was basically telling them, don't bother coming back again. It wasn't proper behavior. You caused a Hesach Hadas. So, even though people's intentions are good, sometimes things get out of hand. Okay. So we'll stop here. We have only one more page to do. It means Hashem might say Shabbos. What do we do? 7 o'clock, like we always do. Yes, 7 o'clock. Means Hashem, we'll do Daf Lamed Daled. Then we'll be right on time, right on schedule, because I think Sunday night is Lamed Hey, if I'm not mistaken. My kids are good. Everybody, thank you very much.